Teaching 25, Dorje and Bell. The Tibetan word for a small bell is drilbu. Drill means sound. Different kinds of drilbu are described in tantras, such as the Hevajra Tantra, the Kalachakra Tantra, the Vajrakilaya Tantra, and so on. And they are also mentioned in Kriya Yoga Tantras. The mansion or palace of Kalachakra is shaped like a bell. Instructions for building stupas include the making of a chain of bells, drilbu, around the stupa, and the consecration ceremony for the stupa also makes reference to these drilbu. Monasteries have a bell to waken the monks, and another big bell is used during invitations and blessings in the rituals. There are also bells used as wind chimes to remind people of the 37 Bodhisattva practices. Some sutras describe how a bell was tied on an elephant's trunk, and then the person whom the elephant touched with his trunk was recognized as a king. Such bells did not have symbols on them, unlike the Tibetan drilbu bells, which have Om Ah Hung cast inside them at the top, in the area called the drilbu's womb. Some drilbus, like mine, have no images cast inside them, and these are called Myangde drilbu, Parinirvana drilbus. They were cast when Shakyamuni Buddha died, and so were called sadness bells. 108 such bells were made, and many of them, including mine, came to Tibet with the Bodhisattva Atisha Dikampara Shujana. They were made in different sizes. Mine has a silver head, as do all the original bells. Later, copies were made, and their heads are of mixed metals. Drilbus are classified according to shape, for example with 5 or 9 prongs, or according to the country where they were made, or according to the ornamentation on the skirts. Shapes include those of Udyana, Nalanda and Bodh Gaya. There is a Nepalese style, which differs from that in other countries. In Upper Tibet and Tsang, they use a bell which is sometimes wrongly called a Tashilumpu drilbu, since this shape is used in other monasteries also, such as in Kordong Monastery. Other bells are the Sadril, Hodril, Shidril of the Shan Dynasty, Chegdril, Sokdril, Nyarongdril, Dojedril, Dendril, Lhasadril, Shigatsedril, Kalimpongdril, Beardril, Clementandril, Nepalidril, Rajpurdril, Bealakupedril, and so on. Gold, silver, lead, copper, tin, bronze and iron are the metals used for making dorjes and drilbu, as well as alloys such as tung, an alloy similar to pewter which is white in colour and less valuable than silver. Chang is a pure metal, and should it get broken when it is old, the inside metal has the colour of jade. Chang is also an area where jade comes from, the Naxi region of Yunnan province. Large bells, cymbals, long-life vases, bumpers and butter lamps can also be made of this metal, and some of the bumpers have fingerprints visible on the metal. Bells make different sounds according to the proportion of the various metals used. If there is a lot of gold, the bell sounds hung, hung, hung. If there is a lot of silver, the bell sounds sung, sung, sung. If there is a lot of tung white metal, the bell sounds chang, chang, chang. In the Indian system, 8 metals were used, and the proportions varied. Regarding their shape, the Dorje and Drilbu have the same number of prongs. Pamasambhava's termas describe 9 pronged ones, and these are only used in the Nyingma practices. The Dorje is a symbol of strength. There is an account of one yogi who died and attained the Vajra body, with all his finger joints being separate Vajras, and his forearms like the Vajra of Indra, which is a different shape from the Tibetan Vajra. Vajra is something that is very strong and cannot be destroyed. When deities hold a Vajra, it is a symbol of victory and subduing. Some tantras refer to a Dorje with 100 prongs, Dorje Se Gyepa. And there are also dorjes with 4 and 5 prongs. The prongs pointing up represent the male Dhyani Buddhas, and the prongs pointing down represent the female Dhyani Buddhas. The central prong represents Varochana. To the east is Vajrasattva, to the south is Ratnasambhava, to the west is Amitabha, and to the north is Amoghasiddhi. On the Drilbu, below the figure on the shaft and starting under the deity's nose, that is to say in the east, there are five letters, Mum, Lam, Mam, Pam and Tam. These are symbols for the five female Dhyani Buddhas, and these letters are the equivalent of the five lower prongs on the Dorje. Sometimes there are eight letters, but this is not correct. If there are eight letters, these are Nam, Mam, Lam, Pam, Mam, Tsum, Pam, Brum. These eight letters would correspond to the eight lotus petals around the waist of the Dorje, which signify the eight bodhisattvas and their eight consorts. Regarding the ornamentation of the Drilbu, the eight water monster, Chusin, heads represent the eight consciousnesses. The long, jewelled garlands hanging from their mouths are a symbol of the purification of the obscurations, kleshas, and also represent the decoration on the outer walls of the mandala. The four drops at the end of tassels signify the four immeasurables, love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. Between the water monster's faces, there may be ornaments symbolizing the eight great bodhisattvas. The sequence starts from the east, below the deity's nose. It may be the eight auspicious ornaments, which can vary, and may include a wheel or moon, a jewel, a lotus, a knife, crossed vajras, a single vajra, flowers, and other additional things. These ornaments are a symbol for the Rupakaya, and the eight upper letters are a symbol of the Dharmakaya. Around the rim at the base of the bell, enclosed within two rows of pearls, is a ring of upright vajras, forming a vajra fence or protective circle, sumkor. Around the top of the bell, between two rings of pearls, there is a ring of horizontal vajras, a protective circle representing the boundary of samsara and nirvana, and the eight or 16 emptinesses. Inside the bell, the upper part of the bell represents Dharmakaya, and the lower part represents Rupakaya, that is the Sambhogakaya and the Nimanakaya. The bell does not vary according to the mandala practice, nor to the tantra, nor to the school. However, in general, we Nyingmapa use a five-pronged Dorje and Drilbu for peaceful practices and a nine-pronged Dorje and Drilbu for wrathful practices. At the base of the upper handle of a five-pointed Drilbu, there can be a long-life vase, sebum, with jewels. A nine-pronged Drilbu will not have such a long-life vase, but instead will have an open ring through which you can put your finger when doing certain practices, such as wrathful dances. Regarding the use of the Dorjean bell, other than when we are reciting mantras, we should hold the Dorjean bell all the time, keeping the Dorje upright, with the prongs representing the male Dhyani Buddhas on top. Since there is no way, by looking, to tell the difference between the top and bottom of the Dorje, we need to do something to help us, such as marking the Dorje at the time of initiation or at its consecration. Especially when doing Vajrasattva practice, we should hold the Vajra, Dorje, because Vajrasattva belongs to the Vajra family. At other times, according to Shankara and Kordong practice, we hold the Dorje at our chest, using the thumb and three middle fingers of our right hand, and with our left hand, holding the bell at our left knee. When we are saying a prayer, we can hold the Dorje and bell, or, if we do not have them, simply hold our hands in the prayer mudra. When we lay them down, the Shankara system is to place the Drilbu facing east towards you, with the Dorje laid across in front of it, not touching. The upper part of the Dorje should be on your left, the lower part on your right. When picking them up, pick them both up at the same time. Brief teachings. These heart teachings were given by Siar Lama to James Lowe. Their brilliance shines forth for all, not just lighting away in the dark, but with the potential to completely dispel the darkness. May this potential be realized. This was recorded by Wendy in September 2021. May its use be wise and in accordance with the copyright already in existence, applying to the written works of James Lowe.